Goldilocks and the Three Bears. This is the story of Goldilocks and the Three Bears. Goldilocks is a pretty little girl. She has got wavy blonde hair and blue eyes. She goes to the forest every day. It's her favourite place. She loves climbing trees and playing with the animals there. She also enjoys picking flowers and singing songs. In the middle of the forest, there is a very old tree. It's a very big tree with a red door. There is a little house in it, and the bear family lives there. Daddy Bear is big, Mummy Bear is medium, and Baby Bear is small. They live in this little house in the forest. The three bears have breakfast together every morning. Mummy Bear cooks tasty food. Daddy Bear and Baby Bear love her food. One morning, Mummy Bear cooks porridge for breakfast, but it is very hot. Daddy Bear says, "Let's go for a walk. We can eat the porridge later." Mummy Bear puts the porridge into three bowls and puts them on the table. Then they all go out. That day, Goldilocks goes for a walk in the forest. After a short time, she gets lost and can't find her way home. She feels very tired and hungry. Then she sees the bear family's little house. She knocks on its red door, but no one answers. Goldilocks opens the door and gets in the house. She goes to the kitchen. She sees three bowls of porridge on the table. "Mmm, it smells delicious, and I'm very hungry," she says. She takes a spoon and goes near the table. First, she tastes Daddy Bear's porridge. "Ouch, this is too hot," she says. "I can't eat it." Next, she tastes Mummy Bear's porridge. "Brr, this is too cold," she says. "I can't eat it." Finally, she tastes Baby Bear's porridge. "Mmm, this porridge is just right. I can eat it," she says, and she eats it all up. Goldilocks wants to have a rest. She goes to the living room. She sees three chairs there. First, she sits on Daddy Bear's chair, but she doesn't like it. "This chair is too high," she says. "I can't sit on it." She stands up and puts her spoon on the chair. Next, she sits on Mummy Bear's chair, but she doesn't like it. "This chair is too soft," she says. "I can't sit on it." She stands up and the cushion falls down. Finally, she sits on the small chair. "This chair is just right," she says. "I like it." But the chair can't carry Goldilocks and it breaks into pieces. Goldilocks feels tired. She wants to sleep. She goes upstairs and enters the bedroom. She sees three beds there. First, she lies on Daddy Bear's bed, but she doesn't like it. "This bed is too hard," she says. She pulls the blanket and throws it on the floor. Next, she lies on Mummy Bear's bed, but she doesn't like it either. "This bed is too soft," she says. "I can't sleep on it." She throws the pillow on the floor. Then she lies on Baby Bear's bed. "This bed is just right," she says. "I really like it." Goldilocks falls asleep. After a short time, Daddy Bear, Mummy Bear, and Baby Bear come back home. "I'm very hungry," says Baby Bear. "Let's eat our porridge." The family goes to the kitchen. Daddy Bear says, "Look at my porridge." He is surprised. Mummy Bear says, Look at my porridge. She is surprised too. Baby Bear says, look at my porridge. Where is it? It's all gone. My bowl is empty. He is very sad. Oh no, say the three bears. I feel bad. I want to sit down, says Mummy Bear. Let's go to the living room. The bears go near the chairs, but they can't sit down. Look at my chair. There is a spoon on it, says Daddy Bear. He is angry. Look at my chair. The cushion is on the floor, says Mummy Bear. She is angry too. Look at my chair. Where is it? It is broken, says Baby Bear. He is in tears now. Oh no, say the three bears. Let's go to the bedroom, says Daddy Bear. The three bears go up the stairs and into the bedroom. Look at my bed. It's untidy. The blanket is on the floor, says Daddy Bear. He is very angry. Look at my bed. It's untidy too. The pillow is on the floor, says Mummy Bear. She is very angry too. Look at my bed. There is a girl in my bed. Who is she? Shouts Baby Bear. Goldilocks is sleeping in Baby Bear's bed. The three bears look at her. They are all angry. Wake up, says Baby Bear. Goldilocks opens her eyes and she sees the bears. Where am I? She asks. You are in our house, says Mummy Bear. Who are you? I'm Goldilocks, she says. Why are you lying in Baby Bear's bed? Asks Daddy Bear. I'm sorry, I'm lost in the forest, says Goldilocks. Our house is dirty and untidy, Goldilocks. We are very sad. We can't eat, sit, or sleep, says Daddy Bear. Goldilocks feels embarrassed and says, I'm sorry, I can clean it all up. Okay then, we can help you find your way home if you want, says Mummy Bear. Goldilocks feels very happy when she hears their offer to help her. She says, thank you. You are very friendly. Goldilocks and the three bears tidy the house together. Then the bears help Goldilocks go home and they say goodbye to her.